Welcome to the chapter on time management in the 1 minute life changes. Well, now we're talking about in the title of the book, 1 minute life changes and time management. And if we can do 1 minute life changes as far as time management goes, then we've made real progress. So we've talked about emotions, we've talked about our attitudes, and we've talked about how our thoughts control our emotions, and our thoughts are controlled by us. So if we can control our thoughts, and our emotions come from our thoughts, therefore we can control our emotions. And what is our emotion got to do with time management? Well, everything, as a matter of fact. Basically, attitude. A positive attitude is 50% of getting something done. What's the other 50%? Well, that's hard work. And remember, the emotions lead to both. The emotions, if you have happy emotions, positive emotions, they lead to a positive attitude. If you have the happy emotions, the positive emotions, that leads to, hey, I want to work. I want to do this. I want to make it happen. So emotions and your attitude lead to the hard work, and it leads to a positive attitude. Several ways that your positive attitude can affect your time management. And everyone says, well, what are some specifics? I don't want this, you know, just broad statement. I want specifics. Well, first, a positive attitude makes others actually want to jump in and help you. Now, if you see someone grumbling and throwing things and jumping around and being in a bad mood, what do you want to do? Most people want to steer clear of that person. So it's hard to get anything done with other people helping you, whereas if you're in a good attitude, say, hey, man, this is great. I can't wait to do some more of this great research, this work, getting these things done. It draws people in. And those people that are drawn in and attracted, and not commanded, they're attracted to be with you and attracted to be helping you in this project, because everyone wants to be around positive people. Not many people want to be around negative people, though there are some. And there are some people that have some kind of dysfunction and want to be around negative people. The main reason they want to be around negative people is they want to change them to positive people. They want to relieve the situation so that the negative people become positive. That is the main reason, and that is a falsehood. And we almost call it an addiction to wanting to help other people with their attitude. So remember, the only attitude you can really control is yours. And once you control your attitude, you'll bring people to you to want to help you with your projects and help their attitude raise to go up too. Another thing is a positive attitude avoids wasting time. Because people that are complaining, griping, and just coming up with all the reasons things are wrong, the complaining and griping and just, you know, generally coming up with all the negatives in a project, all that complaining gets nothing done. Nothing. Nothing gets done. Time gets wasted in complaining, moaning, and griping. So it's a big time waster. How do you not waste your time? You go in with a positive attitude and you'll come up with ideas rather than all these negatives and all of this complaining. Third thing, a positive attitude keeps your energy level high. Have you ever noticed that someone with a negative attitude is always going around moping, and saying, oh, how bad things are. And they talk slowly. They walk slowly. They walk kind of stooped over. And they do not like the basic situation. So their energy level comes down, down, down. Because their physiology, the way they hold their body, the way when you frown, it sends negative hormones, negative communication to your brain saying, hey, we're down. Nothing's working right. Whereas when you smile, you send positive. Well, let's get back to our energy level. Have you ever noticed when someone is down and then something great happens to them? Something great happens for them. They may be, you know, just sitting around, moping around, and somebody will come up and give them a gift or some money, and they get really going. They really start dancing around, jumping around. An interesting thing happened to me. I was in the elevator a few weeks ago, and a lady got on the elevator, and she was looking down and feeling real bad, and she looked in the back of the elevator. There was a $10 bill. And she reached down and picked it up and held it up and said, this yours? And I said, no, it's not mine. So she said, yay, yay. And she started jumping around. And remember, when she had gotten on the elevator, she looked, you know, just like the world had ended for her. But she got and picked up a $10 bill, and all of a sudden, everything changed. So a positive attitude can help you with your energy level. Your positive attitude can build teamwork. If you have a team of people and the team sort of looks to every other member in the team, you don't even have to be the leader. Your positive attitude will build a sense of, hey, let's all work together to get this done. And pretty soon, people in your team and on your team will look to you as the leader. Because you're positive about things. You're saying, hey, man, this is great. We can only do one more thing today. And people say, no, let us do two or three more today. You say, okay, we'll do one or two, and then we've got to go. They said, oh, no, we don't want to go. We love staying around this high energy, this positive energy, because people are attracted to it and will love your positive energy. Stop back. Go back one step. Where's your positive energy come from? Your positive energy, your emotions, come from your thoughts. That's right. And your thoughts come from, just they pop out of the sky? No. Your thoughts, you can control your thoughts. You can tell yourself to think about whatever you want to think about. And we talk about that in a few chapters later about how to do that. But you can build teamwork by controlling your thoughts, controlling your positive energy, your emotions, and you can make things happen for you. Now, a positive attitude builds confidence. I'm not talking about an unrealistic confidence, because a positive attitude, you generally get things done faster, more efficiently, and in greater numbers when you have that positive attitude. And the more times you do something, and you do something successfully, what do you come up with? What's that called? Confidence. You know, the first time I started doing a special procedure, a biopsy procedure, I was a little nervous about it. But then after I did it for, you know, 10, 15 years, I had done so many of them, I knew everything that could go right, everything that could go wrong, and how to handle any possible complication, how to handle the great results. I would go in, I'm confident about it. They would say, you know, have you done this? And I said, yes, I've done hundreds and thousands of these things. And I can do this, and I can do it with confidence because I've done so many. Nothing is going to happen new that I can't handle. Now, one other thing, the positive attitude does one thing about problem solving. It solves problems. It takes problems and it breaks them down and says, well, we could do this, or we could do this, or this could happen, and this could happen. And all of a sudden you've got five or six solutions to problems. The negative attitude goes out and makes a point to find the problems. So it's going to find the problem, even if you win the lottery. The negative attitude person will come in and say, "Oh man, I won the lottery." "Well, what'd you win?" "Oh, $200 million. And they say, "Well, that's great. Why aren't you happy?" "Oh, you realize I got to pay $100 million in taxes." And so people they can either focus on the glass half empty or the glass half full. And remember, how did we get there? We focused our thoughts, and our thoughts created our emotions and our attitudes, and our emotions and our attitudes create our actions. That's right, our actions. And the actions speak louder than words, of course, and then they come around and create thoughts. So if you have a positive action, you say, "Man, that was great. I did a good idea. I did it. Did it fine. It worked out great." So then you have positive thoughts, more positive emotions, more positive actions, and it's a circle. And it goes around and around, building and building and building, till the energy level really expands and you have the greatest life. Now, a positive attitude makes good decisions. In your time management, you want to decide, okay, do I do this or do I do that? And which is the better to do? A positive attitude will make the best decision for you. A negative decision, negative attitude, will come from a negative attitude, will lead to a negative decision. And that decision can waste your time, it can hurt you, it can do damage to your health, it can do damage to your relationship. So you've got to watch out for the positive attitude in decision making. People talk about decisions. And when you're mad, you know you don't make good decisions. We all know that. We've had to go back and apologize for something we've said or some decision that we've made when we were angry. Most people think different things about decision making and their attitude. You can remember this by the word HALT. H-A-L-T. Remember, if you're in a decision making situation, HALT. If you're hungry, you'll make a bad decision. If you're angry, you can make a bad decision. If you're lonely, you can make a bad decision. If you're tired, you can make a bad decision. You know, if you're hungry, people talk about not going into the grocery store shopping when you're hungry. Why? Because you're hungry. Everything you see looks great. You buy way too much. And it's been shown that about 30 to 40% of the food that we buy is discarded, is thrown away, is wasted. If you're angry, everybody knows anger clouds your judgment. You don't have great judgment when you're angry. Lonely, you just want to not be lonely. And you might make a bad decision there. And tired, you just say, "I want to just make a decision. I don't care about the consequences. I'm tired." So those four things, if you have any of those, put the decision off. A positive attitude helps you clear your mind. And when you have your mind cleared and not taken up with all of the little things in life, the little distractions, you can make a decision and make a decision in time management and manage your time better. So we've shown emotions and time management are just vitally connected. We'll see you in the next chapter. Thank you.